Friday morning, the 18th, Kola Boker, Hechus Chalmaid, shaving her nail.
Left off from last week, the introductions of Sugya, Giluach, and the Tzidosh Tipanayim, the shaving, the cutting nails on Chamoim. And he mentioned that it's clear from the Gemara, at least according to most of us, it's clear from the Gemara, that from the vantage point of Malacha, there really isn't much of an issue in terms of getting a haircut or shaving on Chamoim. The mere fact that the Gemara started off the Sugya by asking, why did the Mishnah record that it's prohibited to get a haircut or shave on Chamoim? The Gemara couldn't fathom that it should have been also based on the regular rules of both Chalamoy and Taka should have been Mutter. Why should it have been Mutter? So the end of Ridva explained to us that whatever is considered to be Lutzach Yichwe Aguf, to beautify the body, is considered to be like Tikkun Aguf, to the bodily needs, and bodily needs are a subcategory of Eichel Nefesh, and therefore the Ikra Dinet, everything should have been Mutter. On the Vice, it's also the Vice Mishnah of the Tosser, because of the special Gzeri Shalei Kanas Mechel Shumanuvel. So since the guidelines for the Sugya are all revolving around Shalei Kadosh and Shem Menuvel, it really behooves us to try to figure out when does that Gezerah apply, when does the Gezerah not apply, and in a situation where the Gezerah doesn't apply, does the entire issue not apply as well? So the Torah, the fourth item around the Kamas, the Torah, the bottom of the Torah, Chaim Sim Tov Kuf Lam and Alas, Eim Agalachim B'Moei, quoting the Mishnah, and Tam Shalei Kadosh Lamok Shem Menuvel, Perish, if a person could have shaved on Chalamoid, that he wouldn't bother getting the haircut from before Yom Tov. So now the Kavan, Shu also Galech B'Moid, so now the Torah says that since it's also to take a haircut on Chalamoid, he's on the Galech Chalamoid. Therefore, Chazal will have accomplished their feat of forcing the guy in the sack and the other person to take his haircut before it. And now comes the tour and quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, surely gets the ball rolling. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. Kevan Shazel Atam, since the entire reason of not getting a haircut of Chalamoid is only because of Shalei Kanas Ogshim Manuval. Malacha we already solved last week. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, in one fell swoop, in Kvagilech Kodem Amoed, Mutal Galech Bemoed. The person took a haircut from before Yom Tov, so what's the problem? That he fulfilled what Chazal said. Asisi Gehoshet Yisani. He did a haircut. He wasn't nicholas to Rabbi Shimon Nuchel. Now, third day Chalamoy, he wants to get another haircut. He wants to shave again. What could possibly be wrong? This is Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush. So comes the Torah and says, "Bekoshe ma'od lahatir." So there's a question in it. It just says, it's hard to be made. He says, how can you say this thing? V'gav in a nira came into Chag Gemara. And now the Torah says, not only does the Shvara sound so Chiddush Nick, but it wouldn't appear that way from the Gemara. Why? The Im Isa, Havalei Leparata, Bahari Harech Tisnan, Be'il Megalchen, that the Mishnah should have spelt this out, the Gemara should have spelt it out. They said, well, the Mishnah does list off all the people who are permitted to get haircut. The person who was a Nazir and he ends with the Zerus, if you're a Minyan, he ends with the Zerus in the middle of Chalamay. Or the person who was a Mitzrayim who ends with Saras in the middle of Chalamay. The guy who got out of jail, the guy who got out of Nidre. The Mishnah lists off half a dozen things, so if it's so obvious that Rabbeinu Tam is right, so then why doesn't that mention in the Mishnah itself? Yeikah dekamagabi kibos, kamish ena lechomot efa b'lechavsa b'moyed, and he says in Fakat, there's a parallel prohibition of kibbutz, of washing clothes on Chalamoid, which was instituted for the exact same reason. Because Shlomo should have been mutter to wash clothes in Yom Kippur, like the hedge of Tzarchayom is mutter. So why aren't you allowed to do your laundry on Chalamoid? Also, same thing, same story. And there the Gemara discusses the person who has only one shirt, so maybe it's going to be mutter. So you see that the Gemara goes through every single case to try to give you to try to spell out all the examples of mutter. So he says, how come the Gemara didn't mention it? So so far, two questions against it. So the first question is not even a question. This is Svari says, "Koshim al-Bahatir." How you talking? Davar Kazer should be mutter. And then he starts to show you infers the Gemara. There's no Gemara that says it's Osir, it's just that from the lack of the Gemara saying that it's Mutar, it would appear that it's Osir. Now we're going to... I don't know what the Torah jumps. I don't know what he wanted. I'm not sure what the Torah was concerned with. He says, who's going to know whether this particular person took a haircut of shave from before a Yom Tov? Says the Torah, this is already a halachic argument. It means even the Niyach Rabinatam, the Shvara, is right. It's not the Fisher says, Lachar, the Shvara Rabinatam is 100% right. Says the Torah, now I have a practical issue. The practical issue is who in the world is going to know that? And therefore, it should fall into the category like a little bit of Marasayan or Loplug. Means we cannot be mati the person to take a haircut of the Shev and Chalamai just because of smach that he personally did it from a full Yom Tov. No one's going to know. How did the Torah know that that's an important, that that's the Shvara that we have to reckon with? So says the Torah, if you look at the sugya in Mayakot, and the Gemara itself discusses, what if you have a guy who had a real bona fide onus took place on Erev Yom Tov? Mamish, he got stuck with some Avdullah, they lost something, he had some major problem with his field, an animal, something happened, and he's being metapa with it, rightfully so, the entire Erev Yom Tov. Now comes the Yom Tov, he didn't have a chance to get a haircut. So for this guy, he comes to the Rav and Chalamai, he says, listen, I want to get a haircut. So we say to him, no, you're not allowed to get a haircut, Kushmai, Kanasnav, Shimonavul. He says, I was supposed to, I was scheduled, I had an appointment to get a haircut, the license, it was an idea. So the Gemara says, tough, the Gemara says that he cannot get a haircut on Chalamai. And the reason why the Gemara says is, Mio Deish, I honors. Who's going to know that this particular guy had an onus? Bishlava by the Nazir, by the Mitzvah, by the guy who got out of jail, the guy who comes to me, the guy who gets out of Chayrim, those kinds of cases. Those are things which are common knowledge. Those are things which are public. Everyone knows this guy's the Nazir. He's been the Nazir for the last 10 years. This guy's the Mitzvah. He's been out of commission. He's been out of the Machina for the last 6 months. So those kinds of situations are, for some of the call, it's obvious from the context that the reason why the guy didn't get a haircut on Erev Yom Tov was he was justified. So therefore, Chazal alluded to them and say that to such a person, the reason doesn't apply, we're going to let him get a haircut. But the guy was an onus. The guy was, it was a personal thing. Not everybody knows that. This guy got stuck with his business on Erev Yom Tov for the last minute. Not everybody knows if they said that his plane got delayed, that he comes running in a second before Yom Tov. So if you have a guy, although we're not upset with him, we're not angry at him, we understand, we sympathize with him, but Lamaisa, we're not going to be matim to get a haircut on Chalamayim because nobody knows that he was an onus.
So this is the Gzeira. What's the Easter deraisa that the Gzeira
is? No, it's the deraisa. It's the Gzeira to protect, it's an Easter that was instituted to protect the proper fulfilling of Yom Tov of Shalei Karas Regal Shimon
Avon. Where do we have the Gzeira where there isn't an Easter?
Oh, that's an interesting question. We do find that. We may find that tomorrow night. By the Leila Seder, though, the first Mishnah Brachas about Minat Torah, you can say Kriya Shema the whole night. But mid the Rabbanon, we make a gezeira, not say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, there's a gezeira that you may come to...
Because there's a protection on being over the an assay of the Raisa.
So this is the protection on being over the assay of not getting rid of Yom Tov, of Mikra Kedish, of not treating Yom Tov properly. Especially Karas to Rebbe, Shemanubal, means if we let you get a haircut of Chalamoid, next Yom Tov...
To Saint Kima. So would that be parallel to Saint Kima's Krishma?
We're trying to
Lereg of
Shemanuvo.
It's the same, right. The same assay as
right.
Krishma.
Right, I mean, I don't know if it's on the same level exactly, but it's included in the mitzvah of Kavod.
It just seems the Gezeira here doesn't seem to have the same power or the same that the Rabbanim utilize as protecting an Isur of the Raiso or protecting
Okay, maybe you want a little bit more makel. It could be that's what maybe the Chacham gave you a few examples, two exceptions to the rule. Maybe it's a low level. There are gradations. Not all gazeras are created equal.
So that's the next question. Why are they chashers? In other words, I understand that they make something for the cloud. Why then kasha on each individual then?
Whenever Chazal make a gezeira, so the gezeira always applies as a low plug to everybody, and now certain gezeiras that come and bent a little bit, certain gezeiras they fell. So there are examples of the mata. We are mata for the nose and the mitzvah or the basal serum, etc. But the Gemara, in the same breath, says, notwithstanding the fact that we're mata for those people, for a regular person who's an onus, we have no right to be mata. So comes the Torah and says that you see the underlying feature of the sugya is is that we're not going to be matter outright just because you personally couldn't get a haircut before Yom Tov. There has to be some recognized need, and everyone's going to realize it, but otherwise we're going to run into a problem that's going to be a Kamara Sayyid. People aren't going to realize who did get a haircut, who could have gotten, should have gotten, would have gotten. So therefore, the Torah says that if it could be father of Tom Svara, any guy got a haircut every Yom Tov, so that for him it's mutter to get a haircut, so it's a low pluk. So it's right. Rabbi Natan is the Ikaron right, says the Torah, but he's still not right because you can't accept him a Maisa because otherwise it's going to be a violation of this Maharashayim.
Just why are we more concerned about Yom Tov Rishon as opposed to Shishon Pesach? You're not going to allow him to do
right,
it. He's
right,
going to be a
maneuver. Right, right. Because it's right. It's worth it. It's worth it to lose now. It's been a long-term investment that in the next 50 years he'll still remember to get haircut before. That's the Shah. That's what the Shah of the Shah, going back to the Marshal of Kriyashba. Let's say you have a guy, according to those positions, let's say you have to say Kriyash Badavka before Chatzos. Let's say Midrabban. Minatari can say it all night. Midrabban, you have to say it before Chatzos. So what does that mean, you have to say it before Chatzos? So that means that, if you don't say it, the guy did it. Kashmir Maestro. You realize 2 o'clock in the morning, he didn't say it. So we'll tell him not to say it. So there are some Rishonim who seem to say that. We'll tell him not to say it at 2 o'clock. So it's a very modern thing. It means we're trying to protect him. It's a Kriyashma. So we tell the guy, don't say Krishma now. We tell him, Mamish, don't. We're going to tell you about the Krishma the Araisa so that we enhance Krishma in the future. So some of them say, wait a second. Our goal was to try to get you the most Krishma per customer. So, okay, you should have said before those, but you goofed it. Now 2 o'clock. So say it anyway. Another Rishonim say, nope, maybe you shouldn't say it. Why? If we let you say it at 2 o'clock, and then you're going to realize there's Chazal, there's no peace to it. So then the next time you won't say it before Chatzos, and after the next 50 years you'll keep on oversleeping and you miss it. So sometimes it's worth it for a short-term loss in order to prevent a long-term loss. Again, that's the similar type of Mishnah there also. So you're right that you do lose something by telling the guy not to get the haircut on Chalamoy, but late bury it. That's going to solve things in the future. So Kopotim comes to Torah and says, not only is Rabbi Natan not correct, Bismara, and not only is Rabbi Natan not correct because the Gemara should have mentioned it, but Rabbi Natan is not right because the Pasha, it's not going to be any better than the guy was an onus. So therefore the Torah concludes, Hukach Niran, the last line of that Torah, Hukach Niran, She'im Lahat Ola Osim Shem Mefarsh Behed. He says, he does not think we have a right to be Mekel unless the person is actually listed in the Mishnah in the Gemara itself, and he's not mentioned the person with that haircut, and therefore it's not accepted by Lachos. So I can't give you a Torah, totally, completely rejected Rabbi Natan. So comes Reb Moshe in one fell swoop and brought Rabbi Natan back to life. Comes Reb Moshe in the fifth in the Ram Kamos, and it was Moshe, Chelek Archaim, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kosam Himel. Kinei, Le'elu, Shenochutz, Lehem, Legaleh, Hazokan, Vimisparayim, Becholamoi, those who have a need to shave their beard, to shave all the time, want to shave in Cholamoi, Yesh Lahatir, Bismanazeh, Bimedina Seinu. He says, in America, in our countries, he thinks one can be made. Yo, Shekol Eilu Haragila, B'tisperas Hazaka, B'stapra B'chol Yom, people who shave all the time, so they're shaving every day. V'lochein Ein Shayach Tam Achokan HaRabbein Tam Shehevi HaTur. So says Reb Moshe, the whole reason why the Tur and all the other Rishonim, Tam Astaka Das Yochid, but the whole reason why they disagreed with Rabbeinu Tam was because they were concerned with that gazay with a low plug that no one's going to know, no one's going to realize who get a haircut, who didn't get a haircut. It's like the guy who's an onus. So comes the Moshe and says, that reason clearly doesn't apply. If you go down to the fifth line and the very, very last line on the Igles Moshe on this side of the page, he says, in a country where people who shave every day, so he says that basically even those who disagree with the Torah in the Middle Ages will agree to the Torah of Bismanazah. I'm sorry, those who disagree with the Torah in the Middle Ages will agree to Rabbeinu Tam Bismanazah. At least he needs to be shaving, not without a haircut. Haircut's the original Svaris that Mukomo made. Since he got a haircut before he got it, most people don't get a haircut a week later. But they have a shaving where the whole svar of the chokum and Rabbeinu Tam doesn't apply, therefore it should be mutter. And then Reb Moshe, we're gonna leave out all the details along the tshuva. Reb Moshe basically then goes into the whole arichas about the ritva, how there's no issur anyway, in terms of malacha, it's only an issur shel ikanish, shel ikanish doesn't apply, and shoy. So now he says, now at the end, when you get to the punchline of the tshuva, so it sounds like it's had to go, sounds namashe, the shave. So comes Reb Moshe, now he backs a little bit. So he says, if you take a look, 2 lines on the bottom of the tshuva, on the back of the page, Avamikom lakom, eini nord lahatir, Elamisha Yesh Lo Tzorach V'Yoser Mitzdar V'Yoser. As a Mashiach, it's true that it's Mutar, but I usually don't permit it to people unless there's a real Tzorach, a person's very uncomfortable. Then Echen Yitzel, this book says, Gamshul Yipur Bevad, says a Mashiach, those who want to rely on my Kula, that even according to the Chokmah Rebbe Tzavah Shemim Mutar, not for any tremendous Tzorach, but just to look nicer, Eilim Chas V'Yoder, he says, those who want to rely on my Svar L'Hotel, Nikra Din has the right to do so. So it would appear to me that the Ikra Din, it in fact is permissible. So therefore, those who want to rely on it, I have a right to rely on it. Backs out a little bit. He says, L'chadchila, maybe we should be matter for a Machom Tzarech. So I can't differ, and Moshe finds it in print. Now, after Tosh B'Chsav, this is where Tosh B'Chsav enters into the scene. So there are rumors that the relation was approached after this Tshuva. And he said, Yomadeinu Rabbeinu, if you hold that it's really Mutter, the Ikra did, now Dr. Fisher's side comes into the picture. So it's Kozma, that there's a real issue, there are Bonon, not allowed to get here, not allowed to shake, but it comes into the maneuver. You're ending up like a big maneuver at the end of Yom Tov. What are you going to do? That's the Tatalana, that's the Din, what are you going to do? Once you tell me that it's really Mutter, the Ikra did, and now you're just, you don't want to be Mutter, sure, you don't want to be Mutter outright. So that would be all right if there would be no other factor involved. But over here, being machmir, which is not really mikra din, according to Ramesha Svara, is going to end up to be a luchanivul godomizo. It means basically what Ramesha said is we tell somebody shave before Yom Tov, then comes chalamoid, be ikra din you can shave, but don't, says Ramesha, because they're not so pashut. And therefore, the guy ends up mamish b'minuvul at the end of Yom Tov. Yes, Ramesha, if you really hold this mutter, then you should recommend people to shave, not just back at the end and say, maybe the shavacha, it should be mutlach at chila because of the svar of shalai kanas b'metal achron b'shemunavu, so the kanas of shabbos cholomoy b'shemunavu, etc. So that's the tashma path. So the question is, what was Ramesha's response to it? So those who tell over the story will tell over that Ramesha's response was, yeah, that's right. Because then it's really mutter, and maybe you really should do it then. Not like what it says in the tshuva. It's hard to pass in Shiloh based on stories. So Ramesha was not convinced that it's far was right. He held that Mikra didn't was all right, but maybe in deference to the Machmirim. So Ramesha says, no pun intended, but Sheva Tasa. But he says that if a person has a real tzarech, then Yesh Lahotel, not a big tzarech, it's good to be Machmir. So if any is the idea, I think that we have to follow what it says in the tshuva. And therefore, those who want to rely on Ramesha, those who want to rely on it have a right to do so, but in terms of should we advocate it, should we recommend it, so I think it's hard to present Ramesha's position as being advocating it, if it's nice, the only thing we have to sign from him has a very, very watered down lotion of the chain in Mimchos B'yadam. There are others who disagreed with Ramesha, there are others who disagreed, others who disagreed, others who said, there others who disagreed in both directions. There are some who disagree with the Yetzim Kula, who said it's not true, some about Plug, and it applies even as Manazanim, and the time's not right. There are some who held the Gamri, that it's a Gamri in the Mishnah. And the others, the Rav, and others who held that out, that Ramesh is right. And Ramesh is so right that we should forget, we should tell everybody to shave. That's the mitzvah to shave towards the end of Cholomoy. Shalei Kanis L'Regel L'Acher and Kishon L'Nuvol. So you might have three different approaches of the Shaila. The Gazalia Postivium. Those in one extreme who said it's not going to be Isserism come only at the end of discussion. It's us, it's a government, now you can't tamper with it. There are others in the other extreme who said it's Mutal Chatchila, Shalei Chatchila, and therefore, forget your mechuyah, mikra kodesh, it's not in there, I say mechuyah to shave. And then you have middle ground, and Ramesha was the one who was mechadish this far in the first place, but after Michael, Ramesha himself wasn't so excited about being mounted under normal circumstances. Those are basically the three approaches in the post-Kim Lamaisa.
There's no concept to look clean on Cholomoy itself.
There is a question as to what the extent of kavod of Chol HaMoed really is. The Mishnah Berura quotes, there seem to be contradictory comments by Chazal and Shonim about how much a Mikra Kodesh applies on Chol HaMoed. On the one hand, the term Mikra Kodesh usually conjures up the image of reciting Kiddush and having a real bona fide Suda, and that clearly doesn't apply on Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, we do call Chol HaMoed a Mikra Kodesh. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago in terms of Malacha. We mentioned it as Avrim. We say Mikra Kodesh on Chol HaMoed. So it does have a certain degree of Kedusha to it. So the Mishnah Berura, the beginning of this Chol HaMoed, suggests that usually a litmus test as to how much Mikra Kodesh exists is how a person dresses. So we know on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a din mamash min haTorah. A person is not supposed to wear a big dichol. That the wearing a big dichol on Shabbos and Yom Tov is, according to many, is mamash a bitul mitzvah deraisa of Mikra Kodesh. That issue applies the entire day. Rosh Hashanah. Same way, Malach applies the whole day, Mikol Kedush applies the whole day. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that din of wearing Big Day Shams and Big Day Yontif, we find quasi in Chol HaMoed. He says, we find on the one hand, the Poskim say, once you get dressed a little bit nicer in Chol HaMoed, on the other hand, we don't find an absolute obligation to wear Big Day Shams and Big Day Yontif. So the Mishnah Berurah suggests that just as the Gabi Malacha, Chol HaMoed falls right between the cracks. That Chol HaMoed is not quite on par with Shams and Yontif. On the other hand, it's not a Yom Chol Gabri. It does have elements of Mikol Kodesh to it. So the Mishnah Berurah says he thinks the Gabi Begadim, the same would be true as well, that a person is not mechuyav to wear a Shabbos and Yontif suit. On the other hand, his Begadim on Chol HaMoed should not be like a regular weekday. If a person walks around Chol HaMoed and not a regular weekday clothing, you think that's a problem. That's a bit of a quasi-mikra condition Chol HaMoed. They have a chum from the Mishnah Berurah, now you need a fourth suit, a Chol HaMoed suit. Folks can say you should have a Yontif suit. Your Yontif suit should be nicer than the Shabbos suit. So you need a suit for Chol. You need a suit for Shabbos, you need a suit for Yom, and you need a suit for Chol. For Shabbos, I don't know, wherever else you need a suit. You need four different standards of Begadim. In Rabin, in Kosher, they had one suit. I don't know what they had. But I call upon him the same way, I think in response to your question, the same way that Mishnah Berurah is drawing a distinction with the Kiyum and Mikra Kodesh, so maybe that would be the same also, that there's an idea not to look so bad in Chol HaMoed, but I don't know.
We have a new issue. When Shabbos falls out with the Chol HaMoed, isn't there a different keyword besides Yontif that to enter into Shabbos?
Right. So in Achlam, so those who hold that it's Mamish Mutin, the Ikim.
Besides, in other words,
and
then Shabbos itself.
So the Shabbos, you have to choose like any other Shabbos. That could be worth it in other Shabbos.
No, but as far as shaving is concerned,
it's the same thing. So if you hold it to Mamish Mutamikra, didn't believe Shem Safek, so then you would probably advocate shaving for Arab Shabbos of Chol HaMoed. But those who hold it to Mamish Asr, those who hold that it's Mutter, but we don't want to be Mamish so fast like Rabbi Shem, so then Rabbi Shem would argue that we're not going to be Mamish then either.
And the reason is because of the
Right. Right. We're not willing to accept that old Sikkot Torah with the tour with Rav Moshe's story.
I once heard about Rabbi Silva once said the Shia, and he quoted the Rav that he heard that the Rav said something like this in Sfar. This is another story that I never wrote. That since we shave every day, so the way it was explained is that that there's no problem that people will not know that he didn't shave because everybody shaves every
day.
The Gavi, the whiskers that you grew Chol HaMoed, you're an honor. You could not have shaved those whiskers off before you had to.
Okay. So long as I have a brisker whiskers. No pun intended. There is a second half of the sugya that builds upon everything we've been saying. That's what we're going to skip a little bit to the 11th of the Ma'amar Kamos. But the Gemara says, in my cotton that you're dying in the days, Tana Rabbanan, Kishem Sh'omru, also a galech, but Moai Kach, also Lito Tzipernayim, but Moai Divir Rabbi Huda. That just as one is not allowed to get a haircut and shave in Chol HaMoed, one is not allowed to cut one's nails in Chol HaMoed either. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi said it's permissible, then the Gemara has a similar machlokes, like Kishem Sh'omru, Ovel also a galech, but may Evlo Kach, also Lito Tzipernayim, but may Evlo Divir Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi Matir. Then a similar machlokes like when it comes to Chol HaMoed, to Avelos. So there's a whole shaila in the Rishonim, how do we pass in Lahalocha? What complicates the sugi a little bit more is that the Gemara throws out a phrase where the Gemara says that if a person uses what's called a gnustery is like a nail clipper, like a scissor, something that you normally use to cut one's nails, so the Gemara throws out a phrase that that's for sure going to be also, and it's unclear if you've shown him, is that referring to Avail, is that referring to Chol HaMoed? If all the dust settles, the vice is a machlokes if you've shown him. What is that loch? Is a person permitted to go and take a nail clipper, take a scissors to cut in a normal manner to cut his nails in Chol HaMoed? The one thing that for sure is mutter, person wants to bite their nails, that's for sure okay. We're not advocating that, we're just saying that's what says in the Gemara, that would for sure be okay. But in terms of using this gnistery, other kinds of similar kalim, so that's the machlokes in the Rishonim. How do we pass in Lahalochim? If we take a look at the 13th of the Ma'amar Kamos, so the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Topkuf Lamed Bey Sif Aleph, Mutalitol Tziparnayim, Ben Diyad, Ben Deregel, Afil Ben Nisparayim. So according to Shulchan Aruch, the Sugya ends, according to Shulchan Aruch, don't talk about it, Tetna Gomri Paschas, like the Mekilim, that any discussion about using this Genustery, using the nail clipper, was only the Gabi Avelos, not the Gabi Chol HaMoed, and everything is Mutar, Lechet Chil and Chol HaMoed, fingernails, toenails, everything is Mutar. Hagom, the Ramah writes about Yesh, Machmir, Ve'osrim, quotes that there was some Rishonim, primarily Ashkenazi Rishonim, who passed in the Chumra, again, it was Lachoyke that Tanoi, Lachoyke is Rishonim, that had to read the conclusion of the Sugya. There were a group of Rishonim who were Machmir, and if the Ramah is Machmir in the Shah, following more the Ashkenazi tradition, V'cheinu ha-minik l'hachmish l'litlon ben v'sach ha-ben v'mitzperayim. So he says that therefore the minig is to be machmer and nishana, not to cut one's nails with scissors or nail clip, etc. However, even the Rambam says, im lo lutzerach mitzvah tvila, says except if the person is going to be toivel, the woman has to be toivel that night, shenot lon kedarkin b'chol, then she cuts her fingernails and toenails on chalamoy the same way she would cut them under normal circumstances. What is the source of this Rambam? What is the throwback to Chuznida? That even though Me'ikah Mikra Din, one doesn't really have to cut the nails before going to the mikvah. The Mishnah says, the Mishnais and the Tosefta, the mikvah is discussed about chatzitzas of dirt under the nails, or complicated sugya, how much is considered to be chatzitza, how much, when, matzah, not matzah. The bottom line is, the Rishonim write that since the sugya is complicated, it's hard for us to figure out whether a person is matzah, not matzah. The Tosefta draws a distinction whether it's connected above, or shalom connected above, or whether the nail is protruding past the edge of the finger, whether it's not. So to avoid any shilas, the Rishonim write, and then it gets to cut the nails, and therefore you cut the nails. There's nothing there. So that's already an age-old minig, already at least for the days of Rishonim made beforehand. It says that the women should be instructed to cut the nails before they go to the mikvah. The Shach adds on another reason why that minig developed. He says that there's one day in Rishonim, the Ravan's opinion is, that it's misprinted in the Shach. And it's quoted in the Shach, it says the Raivid. Somebody, the old printer, they mixed the dollars for a nun. It's a Ravan, it's not a Raivid. So the Ravan writes that if you have a person whose nails are ready to be cut, they have very long nails, and they do to go get their nails cut tomorrow, and now the woman goes to the mikveh tonight with the nails, which are very long, even though they're perfectly clean, the Ravan says that's a Shiloh. That may disqualify the tefillah. Why? Anything that's about to be cut off is as if it's already cut off, and it's cut off, and now it's still connected. Because it's cut off, and now it's sitting on top of her fingers, so the nail itself was a chatzitza. Before the Ravan came along, everybody thought the only problem with chatzitza was the physical, the dirt or something. The Ravan says, no, if the nail is very long and it's ready to be cut, then the nail goof is considered to be a davar chatzitza. That's what the Shach says, we really should follow this minhag, and we have to be careful about this, and the women really should cut the nails before the nails. They think either for the conventional reason of dirt chatzitza, or for the new reason of the nail itself possibly being a chatzitza. Therefore, the normal circumstances, we insist, of course, on cutting the nails before going to the mikvah. Those are the whole shiloh, whatever woman stuck, she forgot to cut it, now it's Friday night, Shabbat night, what do? You let her go with the long nails, the clean nails, you had a good cut, it gets complicated in those unique circumstances. But at least at Chalamoye, comes to Ramon, says, that even though under normal circumstances we're machmir not to cut nails on chalamoid in deference to the machmirim, but he says in a situation where it's a big tzarech, where it's a mitzvah, that not to run into chatzitza problem, so therefore yesh lacha, everybody should rely on the shita shulchan aruch. That's in fact what we do. It's interesting, the worry shown of the opinion that it's mamish asa me'ika mikra din. You don't get the impression that I'm not really held that way, but there was some mishar who mamish asa it's asa mikra din, and therefore it's asa for a woman before she goes to the mikvah also. So what are you going to do? So how are you going to keep this minhag of cutting your nails? On the other hand, you tell me it's mamish asa mikra din. So there were Rishonim who suggested that we have to rely on Amir Yaakov, because we have to have a non-Jew come and cut the nails for them on Chalavoy. So just as the Shach and the Taz and the whole discussion in Hukhus Shabbos about the quirk, the person who forgot to cut the nails on Friday afternoon, never, what do you do? So the Shach says, no, what do you do? You have to get a goy to cut them for you. So come a group of Rishonim and say, that once in a lifetime shiloh, having a goy cut your nails for you on a Friday night or the other night, that shiloh is every chalavai. Because every woman who comes to the mikvah at chalavai, you have to have a non-Jew employed by the mikvah for the 4 nights of chalavai, sitting and giving a manicure, sitting and cutting everybody's nails, because it's also the ikimikra didn't cut nails of chalavai. So that Father Ramah didn't go. Ramah writes that since we don't really hold it's also, we hold it's just a minig lahachmir, therefore the minig wasn't instituted the makom mitzvah.
But you just told me that this is, isn't it the same way as cutting here?
No, so this is only because mikvah did it shali mutter after those who showed were mat and they held it was a shvus to shvus, the makom mitzvah or something. If you want to tie it, it's also shvus to shvus makom mitzvah. I don't know.
Forget about chalamoy. I understand chalamoy, this is something.
Right, so you want to tell me that...
To go into Shabbos, not shaving,
Right. We don't find anywhere the Gemara never says that. The Gemara never says that. It could be there. Some will say But the issur of getting a haircut is not only an issur on the person who's giving the haircut. If lemaisa, it's on the mitkaleach also. So may not help them a goy shave you. Lemaisa, then we don't find that hetzer.
I find it so hard. It's not an issur. It was an issur
that was instituted to protect the mitzvah.
Right, and that, but you're over on another issur, which is entering into Shabbos.
But the Chazal, the Chazal was asked about something else. And there's a halacha. One is not allowed to take out a stain, obviously, from clothes on Shabbos and Yontif. The person got one suit. He spills the borscht all over it, so his shirt is filthy. It looks like a manuvel the entire Shabbos. So he asked the Chassam Sofer, what are you going to do about cover Shabbos? So he said, I understand that. The Raisa was skilling with the one.
That's an easy Raisa. And that's became
So come to the Shabur and says, for the people who want to cut their nails on Chalamayid, so the Shukhnach says, you're allowed under all circumstances. Well, because she was not, the Brewer has to go to the Mikvah. So come to the Shabur and he says, in Simitaku Flamaveh, Zephalas, in the 14th of Lamakamas, to cut in days, to show from the Zeshah, don't get a time to get a shukhnach, because it's Mokshu Menuvich, Yechatchim, ever regal. So Chalhani, the Mutar, the Galech, and now the Simitaku Flamaveh, Mutar, the Tosipanayim. So he says, anyone who's mutter to get a haircut on Chalamayim, whatever the guy's yesterday, Sasurim, whatever the case was, if you can get a haircut, because you can shave, cover chum, you can cut your nails. But he says, now Mishabur says, by cutting nails, we can even go a little bit more makel. Vim not la the Erev Yomtev, if a person cut the nails from before Yomtev, muta litla mechalamoye, then they're allowed to be makel on chalamoye. Why? The ha yesh matir in the oilam kishagilech me Erev Yomtev. He says that there is always a bit of time to rely on even the gabi haircuts and shaving. Even though we generally don't follow Rabbi Natan, at least before Moshe's Shuvah, nobody followed Rabbi Natan. The guy was to cut his nails on Chalamoid, and he already cut them from before Yom Tov. So according to Rabbi Natan, it's had to go, because Rabbi Natan, you can get a haircut on Chalamoid if you got one before Yom Tov. And even though we don't really follow Rabbi Natan, but in a situation where half the Rishonim, including the Shulchan Aruch, probably more than half the Rishonim, held that it's mutal lechatchilin again to cut nails on chalamoid, eimam lachmir. So, but see Rav Shitas Rav Natan and the Shitas Rav Shulchan Aruch, so the Mishabur is making even for Ashkenazim to cut their nails, not only to the woman who has to go to the mitzvah, the woman for sure she can cut their nails, but even a man who wants to cut his nails on chalamoid, if he cut them before Yom Tov, then yesh makom lahakel. So even the Rabbi Natan, the Ikaron wasn't really accepted, it has filtered down for us a little bit, Shitas Rav Natan. Rabbi Natan has been accepted, at least by Rabbi Moshe, the guy with his man Azeh, and Rabbi Natan has been accepted, at least quasi bit of Mishnah Berurah, at least vis-a-vis the Tziruf, to be mounted the cutting of the nails. So the basic sugya really boils down to the Rabbi Natan with the Torah, Rabbi Natan is just about everybody else, and even though Rabbi Natan wasn't really accepted in Halacha, we haven't forgotten about him, and we'll bring him back when, if and when it becomes appropriate to rely on Rabbi Natan.
Well, what is the reason that the Ramor says that that you're not supposed to cut your nails. Also, shall we connect?
Yeah, those we showed, but like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yosef, we have those opinions, and then we showed them. Shloi Kanis, right. There was Tanoim who held it, Rabbi Yehuda held that way, so there are most quoted, those Ashkenaz, we showed well, but that was the Maskaras.
And the Mechaba holds that.
Mechaba holds, like those we showed, who said it, because it was never made on nails. The issue was never made on nails. There are different reasons why it wasn't made on nails. Either because people always cut their nails every couple of days, or it's not such a big nevo, whatever, different reasons to be shot.
On
cutting the nails. If you cut them from before Yom Tov, then you cut them with Chetchil and Chalvoy.
But not
on
shaving.
But not on shaving.
Not on shaving. He doesn't talk about not on any shave every day. Yes, I